morning. Welcome to worship here at Glenshaw Valley. It's good to be back with you this morning. First of all, before I head into the announcements, I want to thank everyone for their prayers and your cards and your text messages and your phone calls while I was out with COVID. I'm probably about 80% back to where I was before I had COVID. I'm still feeling a little tired, a little bit of shortness of breath, but those are normal at this stage of the recovery. So my mom, my sister, my brother-in-law, and I all had COVID for Christmas. My brother-in-law was asymptomatic, so in my mind, he did not have COVID. But all of us are back to work. We're feeling better, just a little bit tired and sluggish. But my mom wanted me to thank you especially for the prayers. We really needed them as we were recovering. So thank you. We have a lot happening in the life of our church this month. On Wednesday, we are going to have our first session meeting of the year. It'll be via Zoom. I'm sure Cliff will send out the invitation to that. We are not going to ordain and install new officers today because we have to have a congregational meeting next Sunday, the 17th, immediately following worship, to correct some things from the nominating slate and to add a few more people to the nominating slate. So on that note, if you are an officer who is going to be serving in 2021, please attend the January meetings, even though you can't vote yet. And we will ordain and we will install new officers on the 24th. So everybody will be ordained and installed by the end of the month, but because we have to have a congregational meeting, we had to bump it back a couple weeks. So session this Wednesday, the 13th, congregational meeting, January 17th, deacons meeting, January 20th, and we will ordain and install our new officers on the 24th. Additionally, the Women's Association wants me to let you know that they are participating in the, Kathy, is it Perk and Play?
Yeah, well, it's a whole, Perks and Play.
What?
From the Shop and Save.
Okay.
Any of the ones that Mahaley.
Is there information about that in the back?
On the back table.
Okay. If you would like to participate in the Shop and Save Perks program, there is information about it on the back table.
We get 2%.
We get 2% of whatever you spend, so please buy a lot of groceries. Yes, yes. All right, friends, let us turn our attention to God with our call to worship. Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty water. At this time, I invite you to rise and join with me for our opening hymn, God, You Spin the Whirling Plates.
Planets.
Yes, no?
Planets.
Planets. Did I say plates? I meant planets. My bad. Wow. God is not... Anyway.
Let's see what's going on.
Just ignore that.
join me in the prayer of confession. Almighty God, you love us, but we have not loved you. You call, but we have not listened. We walk away from neighbors in need, wrapped in our own concerns. We condone evil, prejudice, warfare, and greed. God of grace, help us admit our sin, so that as you come to us in mercy, we may repent, turn to you, and receive forgiveness through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that we are forgiven. Amen. Amen.
Let us join together in confessing our faith with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us greet one another while the choir is getting set up. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have drawn me to
have a prayer request this morning for one of our shut-in members. Jean Cook has been diagnosed with COVID, and she is suffering, I guess, pretty much the normal symptoms that you suffer when you have COVID, but she is in a nursing facility and her family is unable to see her. So prayers for her recovery as well as for the family who wishes they could be with her. And I also have a praise request. Praise for this loving family. I can't thank you enough for the love that I have felt from all of you this past week, and it means the world.
Please pray with me. Loving God, through your Son, you have called us to repent of our sin, to believe the good news, and to celebrate the coming of your kingdom. Like Christ's apostles, may we hear his call to discipleship and, forsaking old ways, proclaim the gospel of new life in a broken world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, let us pray for our concerns. We pray that you would tend to the sick and bring them healing, especially Jean Cook and all of those suffering from COVID and its effects. We ask you to strengthen those who face particular challenges, especially Arlie and Doug, while they mourn the passing of Libs. We pray for our world, that your kingdom would come and your will would be done. We pray for wisdom for our federal, state, and local leaders, and for a peaceful transition of power. We present our joys to you with gratitude. Thank you for a COVID vaccine that is being successfully distributed. We pray for the healing and support for Pastor Rebecca and her family. In silence now, we lift our personal prayers to the Father. Lord God of the nations, you have revealed your will to all people and promised us your saving help. May we hear and do what you command, that the darkness may be overcome by the power of your light, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Let us quiet our hearts and our minds for our offering.
Thank you.
us give thanks to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you continue to bless us abundantly. We pray that we would use these gifts for the glory of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Friends, our scripture reading for today comes from the book of Acts, chapter 19, verses 1 to 7. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Then he said, "Into what were you baptized?" They answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 of them. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today is a special day in the life of the church. Today is Baptism of Our Lord Sunday. It is a day that we remember that Jesus' earthly ministry began with John's baptism of him in the Jordan River. It is also a day where we remember our own baptisms, where we remember how our vocation, our calling as Christians began with our baptisms. Baptism of Our Lord Sunday is also a day to consider anew how God may be calling us to respond to the call of our baptisms. Today we consider how we might use the gifts that God has given us to bear witness to God at work in the world. Today's scripture reading is from the Acts of the Apostles. Acts is the second half of the story that began with the Gospel of Luke. While Luke focuses on the life and ministry of Jesus, Acts tells the story of the formation of the early church. In today's reading, we learn how early Christians were baptized. We learn that there was disagreement on how to baptize believers then, just as there is disagreement on how to baptize believers now. Apollos was what we would call a traveling evangelist. He went from city to city baptizing believers into John, and here he's talking about John the Baptist's baptism. When Paul travels to Ephesus, he meets Apollos, and he realizes that Apollos is not baptizing believers correctly. He tells Apollos, John's baptism was a baptism of repentance, and it served to prepare people for the one who is to come, Jesus. But now that Jesus has come, we need to begin baptizing believers in the name of Jesus. Because for Paul, baptism is the work of the Spirit. The Spirit is what empowers us to do the work of discipleship. Even today, the key element of baptism is the living presence of God in the life of believers. That is why, in case you were wondering, we baptize babies in the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit. Because for us, baptism marks the beginning of this new life in the triune God. Where Apollos kind of messes up a little bit is it actually doesn't matter what happens to you on the day of your baptism. Many of us in this room, I imagine, were baptized as infants, so we probably don't remember the day of our baptism that well. For Paul and for us today, what matters far more is how you respond to the call of your baptism throughout your life. As the church celebrates baptism of our Lord Sunday, which usually falls in the beginning of January, the church also prepares to ordain and install new officers. Serving the church in her ordered ministries is one way you can respond to the call of your baptism. This year, as I was putting together the liturgy for ordination and installation, I was struck by how explicit the church makes ordered ministry a response to baptism. The liturgy begins by me saying, "We are all called into the church of Jesus Christ by baptism and marked as Christ's own by the Holy Spirit. This is our common calling, to be disciples and servants of our servant Lord. Within the community of the church, some are called to particular service as deacons, as elders, as ministers of word and sacrament. Ordination is Christ's gift to the church, assuring that his ministry continues among us, providing for ministries of caring and compassion in the world, ordering the governance of the church, and preaching the word and administering the sacraments." I was doing some reading in the Book of Order, and I found that the only two requirements for serving in ordered ministry is that you are a baptized believer and that you are in good standing in the church that you are a member of. The church requires ministers, elders, and deacons to all be baptized before they serve the church. Because we see church service as a response to the call of our baptism. And we believe that we serve because of the Spirit's prompting. We believe that this call to serve is confirmed by the body of Christ when she gathers together for worship. And that we are only able to serve with God's help. So if you think about it, the liturgy for ordination and installation of officers is really a remembrance of baptism service. You'll notice in a couple weeks when we ordain and we install our new officers, the questions that we ask them are almost identical to the questions that we ask parents to affirm on behalf of the children they present for baptism. Do you trust in Jesus? Do you accept the scriptures of the Old and New Testament? Do you receive and adopt the essential tenets of the Reformed faith? We ask these questions so that we can signify the change in identity that happens as a result of baptism. To illustrate how in baptism we are called and claimed as Christ's own. To illustrate how everything we do from that moment forward is a response to this change that happened in our baptisms. Now, I know not everybody is called to serve the church in her ordered ministries. Does this mean that if you're not serving the church in this way, you can't respond to the call of your baptism? Well, I'm glad you asked. There are many ways you can respond to the call of your baptism, but all of these paths begin with what we call discernment, where we spend time in prayer and worship asking God how we might best serve God's kingdom. I want to begin, though, with a word of caution. I found in my own life, rarely do I feel totally qualified to do what God has asked me to do. For example, I think 8 or 9 years ago, I agreed to teach Sunday school at the church I was attending. And now, 9 years or so later, I'm pastoring two congregations and moderating our presbytery. Friends, the other thing that I've learned about responding to the call of my baptism is that God's plans for my life are always better than what I would have come up with on my own. Certainly, there are times when God is going to give me more than I can handle, but that's okay, because I believe and I've seen that God never leaves us or forsakes us. Because in our baptisms, we die to who we thought we were, and we take on this new identity as children of God. And in so doing, God sends God's Spirit to walk alongside us, even when we're scared, when we don't know what we're doing, when we're not sure how to move forward. I've often found the beginning of a new year is an excellent opportunity to reflect anew on how God is inviting us to respond to the call of our baptisms. We're likely going to be living in this liminal space between virus and vaccine for the next couple months. I find living in between the times is a great opportunity for reflection, because it is in these uncertain times that God speaks clearest to us. To kind of start us off on this discernment, I offer the following two reflection questions. So, what is one lesson from 2020 that you want to take and carry with you into the future? The flip side of that, what is one challenge from 2020 that you need to leave in 2020? Friends, my hope and my prayer for us as we head into this new year is that we would be open to the movement of the Spirit in our lives and our communities. Even with everything going on, we are called to be a people of hope and optimism. One of my goals for 2021 is to stop expecting God to do small things. I worship a God who brings kings to their knees, breathes new life into dry bones, and lifts up the lowly. If God can do that, surely God can help me live into the call of my baptism, which asks me to serve all of you with creativity, imagination, intelligence, and love. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, at this time, I invite you to rise and join me for our closing hymn, Wild and Lone, the Prophet's Voice. Friends, let me offer a word of blessing as we go from this place. Remember, you go nowhere by accident. Wherever you go, God is sending you. Wherever you are, God has a plan and God has a purpose to you being there. Christ who dwells in you has something he wants to do through you, wherever you are. Believe this and go in his grace and love and power. Amen.
Amen.